most people spend their entire life stressed without ever giving a single thought as to what it is they really want or what's important to them. See, I'm here to cut through all that noise, connecting you to yourself and the life that you were meant to live. I used to slave away at a corporate job that I hated, but I broke through the social norms and pursued my passion. As a result, I own my own coffee company, I'm an espresso sommelier, and I get to travel the world. You too can live a life that you love, but it starts with getting clear about what you want. It starts with a new decision. I'm your host, Donnie Rouse, and you are listening to the podcast, One Life. What is the objective? Have you ever been in one of those places where your mind is literally going crazy, where you have a task at hand that you have to do, but your mind is not letting you? It's pointing out every single thing that is wrong with your environment and why it's, you know, you can't do what it is that you're setting out to do. I had one of those experiences this morning, and it was while I was going to the gym. So I'm living in Miami. Actually, before I even go there, let's cover a few questions. So whenever you get into that spot, I want you to ask yourself three questions. The first question is, one is, what am I feeling? Like, identify what it is that you're feeling. Secondly, say, well, why am I feeling this? What am I focusing on? Because whatever you're feeling is a matter of where you're putting your focus. And then the third thing is just asking, so what is my objective? Like, why am I doing whatever it is that I am doing? Back to the story. So I am living here in Miami, and I'm in this beautiful building that is overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. I have a nice balcony, but my gym sucks. The gym is, for the size of the building with 500 units, the gym is literally probably 600 square feet, probably less than that. So as you can imagine, it can get pretty crowded. And nonetheless, it is also very outdated. So it's very dim, dark, crowded. When I would go down there, it literally would transform my mood, and I would start to feel like, you know what, I don't even feel like working out. Like, this gym sucks. And as a result of that feeling, every time I would go in there, I would work out, but my workouts were just half ass. I would go in there, then I'm like, I don't feel like doing this. And then I would fail before my body was ready to fail. This morning, I went down to the gym, and this time, instead of using the equipment, because the equipment is very limited, I pulled out my, I have these exercise bands that I use. And the reason I purchased those exercise bands was because I figured, you know, wherever I travel in the world, as long as I have these bands, I can work out anywhere. So I went down with the bands, and I was doing this workout. And as I was doing the workout, I noticed my feeling, like, I just felt like, I felt like bleh. And I'm looking, and I'm like, why do I feel like unhappy right now? Like, but that was actually the first question I asked. But notice that how shitty of a question that was. I was initially going to ask, why am I unhappy? Tell me what the problem is with that. Because it presumes that you are always unhappy. Why am I unhappy? But that wasn't the case. So I said, why? And so I asked a different question. I said, why am I feeling the way I'm feeling right now? And I looked around the gym, and I was like, well, you know, because it's just so dim, it's dark, I don't feel like working out here. Fine, right? A valid point. It reminded me of a story I'd heard about Usain Bolt and how you go to these college campuses, people who are training for, I can't remember if he's an ultra marathoner or a marathoner, people who would train for these events, they have like the high-tech equipment, you know, state-of-the-art. But when Usain Bolt would train, he would literally tie a rope around his waist and then have like a rock or something like that behind him. And he's running through the fields and the rock is bouncing. So very, very far away from the state of the art. And very archaic, if anything else. And so I thought about that. I was like, well, what is my objective right now? Right? My objective, I'm looking at all the stuff and I'm putting myself in a shitty mood. But what is the objective? My objective was to transform my body. My objective was to get a great band workout. My objective was, when I'm thinking about the category of my health, to be ripped, to be flexible, to look great when I look in the mirror, and to be proud of what I created. And then with that objective, then it became clear that it didn't matter where or what environment I was in, because I everything I needed was right in my hand, the exercise band. I didn't need anything else. And with that, just focusing on what that outcome was, I was literally able to take the power back and focus on my workout and get a great workout as a result of those three little questions. So let me tell you how these three questions relate to your life. Because you always have to know, well, what is it that you're feeling? But always be careful of the question you're asking yourself. Because if you ask yourself a shitty question, you're going to get a shitty answer. And you want to be careful of pre-assumptions that you make, right? If you say, why am I unhappy, right? It almost presumes that you're always unhappy versus saying, well, why am I feeling this way right now? Now, all of a sudden, you're looking, what you're essentially saying is, well, what is it that I'm focusing on, or what is causing the problem? And it's always a center focus, right? Because what is right and what is wrong is always available. It's always a matter of your focus. And then the last thing is, well, what's my objective right now? Like, what am I setting out to do? When you look out the outcome, now it takes out everything else. And now you're just left with where you're going and what you need to do to get there. But with that said, like, it's not to say that you have to dredge in order to get to the outcome. Sometimes there are things in your environment that you can't change, and that's okay. You accept them. But then sometimes there are things that you can change, and then when you can, you make those changes. One more example. So in my work, I work from my apartment, and a lot of time, like, I get stir crazy. I'm like, I need to get out of this apartment. I'm trying to push myself to do the work, but it doesn't always come easy and it doesn't always feel good. And the whole point, I'm like, right? Like, I'm creating the one life blueprint. The whole point is to change people's lives. And the whole point of that is this way I feel good, right? It's a sense of contribution. So for me to dredge through that, it doesn't make sense. So I asked myself, well, how can I make this more fun? Like, what can I do to make this better? And the reason I was feeling that way was because I felt lonely. I wanted to be around more people. I looked at what I was doing when I first got to Miami. I was hanging out with some of my new friends, and I was going out to cafes I would take my computer to cafes and do work. And then the difference was, now I was just focusing and staying in my apartment. And my interactions were very, very limited. So I said, all right, well, this is stupid. I could control this, right? I can go to a cafe. I could change this part. I could still do my work and be in an environment where I could have that social interaction. And as a result, I am going to go to a cafe today and do my work, right? Because it just brings more enjoyment, right? And that, you know, I could have a cup of coffee. I could interact with a few people. Just seeing people around feels good. And plus, I'll skateboard down there, so I get to spend more time on my skateboard, which is something that always brings a smile to my face. So let's recap. You have an objective to do, but your mind is pulling you in all the different directions. The three questions you ask are what? One, what am I feeling? Not why am I? Say, because you don't want to bring that as part of your identity. What am I feeling? Secondly, why am I feeling this way? Right? What is it? And likely it's always a point of your focus. And that you could control. And then third, just identify, well, what is my objective? What am I setting out to do here? And when you have the reasons why you're setting out to do what it is you want to do, you block out everything because you realize it's irrelevant. And then if you, as a little bonus, if you can change the environment, if it is part of your environment and you can change that, then change it. So this way you get more enjoyment out of it. So that is it for this episode today. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Hope it just gives you a different way of looking at your day and the problems that arise within it, and that you have the control just by simply asking yourself a different question and switching your focus. If you like this podcast, please share it with 5 people whom you know will benefit from hearing this, right? I mean, who can benefit from hearing this? And if you have any questions or comments or would like to reach out to me, you can send me them via my website at www.donnyraus.com. Again, DonnyRaus.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I appreciate you spending here time listening to these words. Hope that they add a lot of value to your day and your life. And as always, remember, live fully, live passionately, and most of all, live now. God bless you guys, and I will see you again next week.